Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Petaluma's finest. You'll know him. If you don't know, it's DJ Dalton Johnson. Joins us on the River Islands Guest Line, all guests on 95. 70 game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Shout out to Lathrop. Shout out to River Islands. And shout out to our Warriors. Is it reporter insider now? You're an insider now, Dalton, at NBC Sports Bay Area?
I'm still going to go with the capital R reporter right now. Okay. I'm waiting to get to the inside, that next level, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to level up today. That's Monty Poole, the Hall of Famer. I was going to say, this is Warriors reporter. One time I called Dalton. Hey, no, I called him an insider one time on TV, and somebody grabbed me and said, hey, he's the reporter. Monty's the insider. I was like, my bad, man. But Dalton has great insights. He has great insights. We've got a new season coming up here, man. I'm fired up for it. I know Dalton is. Spadoni's already taking shots at my dubs. But let's start with business first and what happened yesterday. Moses Moody gets a contract extension, 3 years, $39 million. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't get the contract extension. Courtney reports, both sides are far apart. He's going to play this out. So let's start with Kuminga. How do you think this affects Kuminga this season, knowing that he's playing for new money?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
You know, no surprise by the news as far as when it comes to Kuminga and Moody, but for JK, it's tough to obviously get in his head and say exactly how he's feeling, but I think that he feels like he's ready for more. He feels like he is a superstar ascending. You know, this is someone from day one, since he was 18, 19 years old, that has had all the confidence in the world. So I think for the Warriors, they want to see it. They want to see it on a consistent basis, and I think with him, with a handful of guys on this roster, what exactly do we have here? Do we have a star in the making? Do we have a three? Do we have a four? Like, where does he fit, right? So I think he's someone that, if it works out, yeah, that's obviously going to be the best thing for the Warriors, the best thing for Joe Lacob, another win for the Warriors when it comes to the young guys, you know. So I don't think it's going to affect him too much, but there's no doubt about it that how can it not be in your head a little bit at, what, 21, 22 years old? I mean, it has to be a little bit.
What's the next step in his game that we need to see from Jonathan Kuminga to, you know, feel comfortable about him not being a max guy, but being a guy that could be part of the long-term future and a long-term piece of this organization? Hell, maybe even after Stephen Curry, because he did take a step last year, I felt, in the absence of Draymond Green when it came to the efficiency, when it came to knowing what his role was with the team. What are you looking for from Jonathan Kuminga this year, Dalton, to take that even further step?
Defense first, to be honest with you. I know everyone's talking about right now his offense, his three-point shot, but I want to see him be a defensive lockdown guy for the Warriors. He's someone who has the talent, the traits, the athleticism to be that guy, to be that number three, take away your top scorer, take away your top wing scorer, and then obviously on the other side of the floor, you know, the three-pointer should be the cherry on top right now. I mean, you have to hope that last year was more of an outlier with him shooting 32%, and the year before, him shooting at like 37% is more about what he can really be. And yeah, they're up in the ante when it comes to three-pointers with him, and it does look better to me. I mean, it does look like a quicker, more confident shot. The catch and shoot looks completely different than it did last season, because catch and shoot, he was only about 30% from the three-point range. But it's defense first, guys, when it comes to J.K., when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. If he can be a lockdown defender, then yeah, that changes so many things for this current Warriors team, and it lets the offense, if offense can jump secondary for him, that's huge, because we know that just from his athleticism, the way he can get downhill, he can just run into almost 20 points on a per-game basis. And then the three-pointer is, okay, hey, great. He's making a couple three-game. That's great. But if he can think defense first and let the offense come to him second, I think that's the best path for Jonathan Kuminga.
Dalton Johnson here on the River Islands guest line here, breaking down the Warriors. And I think I'm going to see you later. I have details about that in just a second here. Yeah, I think I'm going to see Petaluma's fighters. I'm going to be in my life for about 30 minutes. Where else going to go? Starting lineups here. Everybody's so fixated on a starting five or whatnot. I'm always intrigued with what the final five is, the final 5 minutes of a basketball game, final 5 minutes of a first half. But since it was asked by Monty Poole in NBC Sports Bay Area yesterday to Steve Kerr, are the Warriors really going to trot out Andrew Wiggins at the two spot as a shooting guard to play alongside J.K., Draymond Green, a combination of TJD and Looney, and, of course, Steph Curry?
Yeah, again, when it comes to the shooting, another guy where you get to hope that last year was a bit of an outlier with Andrew Wiggins, because we know in this system with Steve Kerr, the first 3 years of him being a Warrior, he's a 39% shooter from three-point range. Great. I mean, if he can shoot 39%, from three-point range and be a 6'6", 6'7" point of attack defender at the two guard, then yeah, that does bring a lot of balance to the team. The spacing on paper from what we saw last year is a lot more 1998 than 2024. Sure, right? And that's where I come to this team, is that there's a lot of depth, there's a lot of talent, and there's a lot of ifs also. Well, if last year was an outlier, if he can get back to 2 years, if this person can shoot better, and that's where I go back with Andrew Wiggins, is the fact that he's going to year 11, and he might be the biggest question mark on this team outside of Jonathan Kuminga, who plays maybe the same position. So theoretically, it brings a lot of balance, and I like the fact that it is, you know, they're longer. They're not a big team, but they have gotten longer in certain areas. You don't have a 6 foot Chris Paul. Yeah, Klay Thompson brought size, but the athleticism is different, obviously.
Yep.
And with Andrew Wiggins, it brings balance and it brings defense and athleticism around Steph Curry. It centers the offense on Steph Curry and allows it to be a fast, defensive-orientated starting five. So I like the balance that it theoretically can bring if Andrew Wiggins is hitting his outside shot.
How weird is it not having Klay Thompson there?
I mean, it's weird because, yeah, he's a legend, he's an icon, and you're just used to it, right? I mean, to see number 31 with a headband and a Dallas Mavericks jersey, that just feels weird.
It's very
odd. It feels like we're in a bizarro Halloween era right now, right? I don't like it, of course, you know? So I'm going to answer it in kind of a twofold answer, where as far as, yeah, it 100% feels weird. And at the same time, I think that, and I don't want this to sound like a negative to Clay, but I think that it's also been a little bit of a refresher for a lot of people on this team, as far as just embodying everyone else to be themselves. To, hey, Jonathan Kuminga, you think you're more of a three and you work on the shot? Let's see it. Moses Moody, you need to start taking more shots. You don't have a Hall of Famer on the floor with you who's going, I'm the guy that takes the shots also. So I think that as far as him not being around and not being in the building, yeah, it feels weird to look over at his locker and you see that's not Klay Thompson there. Like, that feels weird. It's just not hear his voice in the locker room and everything. But from a basketball perspective, I go back to a quote that Brandon Pajemski said to me in Hawaii, where he said, we added veterans, but we feel younger. And like, that's kind of like the theme of this team, is that it just feels fresh. And you hear fresh all the time with this team. And I think that that has to do with the part of Klay Thompson, not his fault, but just kind of starting this new chapter also.
You know, DJ, I was just going to ask you that about how this team feels more athletic. It feels fresh. You took the words right out of my mouth. Fresh. And this team does feel fresh without Klay Thompson because you got guys like Buddy Hield who knows his role. Dean Anthony Melton seems to know his role. Kyle Anderson seems to know his role. Is that, you know, considering they lost a legend in Klay Thompson, are you a little surprised that the vibes have been so high with this basketball team? Because I could just watch it through the tube, but I'm saying, man, these guys are having they're having fun. They're going to let it fly from the three-point line. They're getting up and down. They're getting scrappy. Why do you think the vibe is so good right now? And obviously, we haven't played a game, and if you start losing games, that vibe quickly changes. But why was the vibe so good this preseason?
Yeah, I think, again, just embodying all these other players, these young guys, to, like, guys, be yourself. Let's go out and let's play ball and create an identity from day one. And, like, you're seeing them create an identity on the floor, and it's just kind of carried over to the vibes. Hawaii, the vibes were immaculate, Bonnie. Everyone was getting along. Everyone was having fun. You're seeing the new guys interact with the young guys. Draymond having fun with guys in the locker room. Draymond having a great time at the open practice. And then the next morning, locking into what Steve Kerr said was the best practice of training camp in the preseason because of a Draymond Green. So I think it is this kind of this refresher. How many times have we heard Steve Kerr use the word feisty about this team? And so I think that he likes that this team feels way more like the hunters instead of the hunted. You kind of have this two-year lull of being like, what were we? And were we kind of just hunting and chasing this grasp, these final few days that we could get of Steph, Klay, and Draymond? And that was all the focus. Instead of everybody else being themselves, having their own role, defined roles, as you said, Bonte, these guys know who they are and they know what's best out of them. And that's going a long way because it's been actually a really fun product to watch too. And that's what I'm excited about. But, you know, there were times the last two years, it did feel stale at times watching this team.
Mm-hmm.
This preseason, it was like, woo, this is going to be a fun team to watch run up and down the floor and shoot threes. It's going to be a fun team to watch, guys.
Yeah, not to mention the underrated additions of Terry Stotts and Jerry Stackhouse on that bench. I think you get some quality assistant coaches there. DeMarco moves back to the back of the bench as well as Q. And this Warriors now, what are we doing later, Dalton? Me and you were doing something later, right?
Yeah, we're doing a little Warriors Now live stream for NBC Sports Bay Area. Me and you talking shop. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Damn.
Is that the debut?
It's the debut.
That is the debut.
Oh, Petaluma's finest. Breaking news here.
Bougie Bonte? What? Oh, we're going to make Joe Shasky jealous. Oh, man, we're going to make him so jealous. Hey, Dalton, man, you continue to... Dalton was a baseball player, by the way. Hey, I mean, this guy's covered basketball now. You've come a long, long way, my friend. I can't wait to do it later on today.
TV Bonte on full display right now.
Hey, no, you got to understand. Dalton, I've been doing Dalton for a decade, dog. Dalton's come up, man. You want to talk about big time. Petaluma's finest is out in Hawaii. I'm out there, man, eating macadamia nuts and everything, man. All right, Dalton, I'll see you later, buddy. Good stuff.
I appreciate you guys always. So much fun.
Thanks, anytime, guys. Dalton. Anytime, man. He's a good dude, man. Warriors reporter at NBC Sports Bay Area, Dalton Johnson, man. And he's a new father as well. He's a father. Shout out fatherhood.
That's right.
Shout out fatherhood.
Father or two. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I got two kids and a bunch of problems. And hitting this break is one of them, too.
Yeah, that's why I'm one and done.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.